Friends, I am so pleased to be with you to discuss on the subject of spirituality in business. Both are my dear subjects. I had been a businessman for half of my life, and spirituality was the another half of my life. Spirituality is absolutely essential for everyone to live a good life, happy life, harmonious life, wholesome life, good for oneself and good for others. A business leader has bigger responsibility. So not only for one's own benefit, one's own peace and harmony, but for the benefit and peace and harmony of so many others with whom he or she comes in contact, it is absolutely essential to live a spiritual life. What is a spiritual life? Spirituality cannot be tagged with this religion or that religion. Spirituality is spirituality. Every religion worth the name have the quintessence. The inner essence of every religion is spirituality. And that is, live a moral life with a disciplined mind, with a pure mind, full of love, compassion, goodwill, and tolerance. This is essential for everyone to live a good life. And those who are corporate leaders, for them it is absolutely essential. You have to lead other business people. You have to lead your associates, your subordinates, your juniors, your workers. How can you lead unless you are able to lead yourself? Spirituality is to learn how to lead oneself. You want others to remain in a disciplined way, one has to learn how to live a disciplined life oneself. Ups and downs are bound to come in the life. Vicissitudes are bound to come in the life. Autumn and spring, flow and ebb, sun and rain, bound to come in the life. How to keep the cool of the mind? How to maintain the equanimity of the mind, equipoise of the mind, equilibrium of the mind? This is the biggest quality of every human being, but biggest quality of those who are leaders of the society. Good or bad, everything percolates from the top. If the leaders of the society cannot present a good example, if they can't live a balanced life, a good life, how can we expect others to live a good life? So it becomes more important for the leaders of the society to learn how to live the life of spirituality. In business, one may get enormous profit, nothing wrong, you are working for profit. But by getting profit, your stock prices go high and your elation goes high, touching the sky. You are so elated. That means when you face the loss, you will be so depressed, so depressed. If you learn how to maintain the equanimity, then you keep on working. The depression won't come. In spite of whatever losses, stock prices have gone down, there is difficulty with the government rules, regulations, difficulty with the workers. All those are to be faced. How do you face? With the balance of the mind. And balance of the mind cannot be attained just by understanding at the intellectual level, accepting it, yes, I must have a balanced mind. In every situation, I must keep equanimity. Easy to accept it at the intellectual level. Also easy to accept at the emotional or devotional level. But it must be at the actual level. And that is where spirituality comes to help you. Otherwise, something goes wrong in the business and you become so agitated, so irritated. I am talking all this with my own experience. I had been a businessman before Vipassana. What was my condition? How unhappy, how agitated I was. Something goes wrong, mind becomes very much agitated, irritated. And that irritation you start expressing when you are in the office, dealing with your juniors, your associates, your workers. The whole atmosphere becomes so tense. You start shouting, yelling. The whole atmosphere is what a bad, unhealthy scenario. How can people work? They work because you shout at them out of fear, they work. But with fear, can they give their full potentiality? Their full ability is not used. Out of fear they work. But this is not a perfect way of working. You take advice from some expert, a business management expert comes, a psychiatrist comes and tells you, no, this is not good for you. All these negative emotions that you generate is harmful for you and harmful for your whole atmosphere in your office, harmful for your business. You can't deal properly with your customers. You can't deal properly with your shareholders. What sort of life is this? So learn how to generate positive emotion instead of negative emotion, positive emotion. Very good advice. This is advice will be given by a counselor. You say, yes, yes, very good. Now I won't shout. I won't yell. But deep inside there is anger. Something undesirable has happened and you generate anger. You don't say anything. You control. Your face has become red. Your eyes have become red. What you are generating? The whole atmosphere, the vibration that you are giving is the vibration of negativity. Although you are not shouting, your mind inside is shouting. The whole atmosphere gets charged with negativity. The whole atmosphere gets polluted. How can people work properly in this atmosphere? There the spirituality comes to help you. Because spirituality is not merely an advice. It's not merely a counseling. It is not merely an intellectual game. Yes, I understand. This is bad. This is good. I must be free from badness. I must practice only something good. You understand. But in your actual practice, it is totally opposite. Spirituality has to be practiced. And the spirituality is to live a moral life. What is moral life? Don't perform any action, vocal or physical, which will harm and hurt others, which will disturb the peace and harmony of others. Don't perform such actions. Yes, accept it. But then, how? How not to perform? Unless you have control of your mind. So the first step, one has to accept, I have to live a moral life. And the second step, then I must have a disciplined mind. For that, I have to take certain steps, certain exercises. All right, you have controlled your mind. Now you keep your mind as you like it to be. But still, it is not complete. At the surface of the mind, you have a controlled mind. Now, even at the mental level, you don't shout, you don't yell, you don't generate negativity. But then at the depth of the mind, there is a habit pattern where constantly you keep on generating some defilement or the other. And constantly there is agitation at the root level of the mind. Unless that is rectified, whatever you do at the surface level of the mind, it is good to some extent, but then time and again there will be volcanic eruption and again you are the same person. So one has to go to the depth of the mind and purify totality of the mind, not just surface of the mind. Change the habit pattern of generating defilements at the depth of the mind. And for that, there is a very ancient technique which is called Vipassana, self-observation. You observe what is happening within you, both at the level of mind and at the level of body. Psyche and soma, they are so strongly related, you can't separate them. Mind and matter, so strongly related. A great scientist of the world, super scientist, an enlightened person, 26 centuries back, he discovered how mind keeps on affecting the body and how body keeps on affecting the mind. And all this is happening at the deeper level, at the root level, and the surface level of the mind doesn't know what's happening deep inside. And one keeps on generating one defilement or the other and keeps on harming oneself. For that, he discovered a technique how to go to the depth of the mind and rectify it. Self-rectification, self-correction. Nobody else will correct you, you have to correct yourself. You have to find out where I make mistake, where something is going wrong. Go to the depth where you find something is going wrong because of my old habit pattern. I have to change this habit pattern. Somebody can just show you the path, you have to work out your own salvation. So to go to that depth, the mind, a part of the mind must be very sharp, very sensitive. For that, the tradition is you have to spare 10 days of your life to learn spirituality, applied spirituality, how to live a spiritual life, and what to do for these 10 days. A congenial atmosphere with least disturbance, and there is somebody to guide you. You sit down, any posture, not necessarily lotus posture, half lotus posture, any posture that suits you, that keeps you comfortable for a longer period is a good posture. Keep your back and your neck straight, your eyes closed, your mouth gently closed. You are investigating the truth about your own mind, your own matter, your psyche, your soma. What reality is manifesting now? Just observe the reality pertaining to your own mind and your own matter. No imagination, no speculation, nothing doing. The reality as it is. The first reality that you will experience is your breath, the breath coming in, the breath going out. Start with that. Keep on observing the breath coming in, breath going out. Don't make it a breathing exercise. Don't try to control the breath. The natural flow of the breath, if it is deep, it is deep. If it is shallow, it is shallow. Passing through left nostril, right nostril, just keep on observing, keep on feeling. So easy, you have to do nothing. Yet it is so difficult. Whenever you make a decision and come for a 10-day course, you will find so difficult. You will hardly observe a couple of breaths and the mind is gone somewhere. And suddenly you realize, I was here to observe the breath, what happened? And again bring it back. You again wander away, again bring it back. Many a times a new student gets frustrated. What sort of mind I am carrying? This simple job, only to observe, do nothing, just observe. And yet it can't do. Then the guide will say, no, don't generate negativity. You come here to come out of your habit of negativity and you started generating negativity towards yourself. Negativity is negativity towards yourself or towards anybody. You become miserable because of negativity. Just accept the fact Mind is wandered away. And you realize, oh look, mind has wandered away. Smilingly accept it. Oh, mind has wandered away. All right. The breath is still there. I start again. You start again. Again the mind wanders away. Again you realize, you know, accept defect. Again you start. Very patiently, very persistently, you keep on working. The second day, the third day, mind becomes more and more quiet, more and more tranquil. Not totally, but much better compared to the first day. And because you are working with the truth, this is again a science of mind and matter. You are working with the truth and you are working on a small area. Mind is kept just on the small area below the nostrils, above the upper lip. From here, you feel the breath come again, going out. And you are working continuously, continuously, continuously. So far as this technique is concerned, continuity of practice is the secret of success. You keep on working continuously, continuously. By the time it is the third day, the mind naturally becomes very sharp, very sensitive. And you start experiencing certain deeper reality pertaining to yourself. Reality, no imagination. Throughout the whole exercise, imagination is prohibited. Reality pertaining to your mind, pertaining to your matter, the combination of the two, whatever manifests, whatever you experience, you will notice in this area different kinds of sensations, physical sensations. Throughout the body, every moment, some biochemical reaction or the other is taking place. Some electromagnetic reaction or the other is taking place. And they manifest themselves as this sensation or that sensation. Very gross sensations like pain, pressure, heaviness, one can feel at the conscious level. But there are so many subtle sensations. As you proceed on the path, you reach the stage where the entire body is nothing but very subtle oscillation. Very subtle oscillation, which your normal mind cannot feel. You have to reach that stage where you feel different kinds of sensations, and that is why you work for 3 days continuously to make your mind very sharp, very sensitive. You start feeling sensations here. And 4th day onwards, you practice observing the whole body from the top of the head to the tips of the toes. And you find there are sensations everywhere, different kinds of sensations. Initially, many sensations are very gross, solidified, intensified, pain, pressure, heaviness, etc. But as you keep on working, without reacting to these sensations, just observe, observe objectively, accept the sensation as sensation, you will find mind again becomes sharper and sharper, sharper and sharper. Whatever you are experiencing, a solidity gets divided, dissected, disintegrated, dissolved. Within a few days, the entire physical structure is nothing but very subtle oscillation, vibration, no imagination. This has to be experienced. This super scientist in that age, without the use of any instruments, scientific instruments of modern age, scientific apparatus of modern age, with his insight, with experience, he noticed that the entire body is made of very tiny particles. The word atom was not used. He said kalapa, tiniest particle of the matter. And that tiniest particle is also not solid. It is mere vibration, mere vibration. So entire physical structure, vibration, vibration, entire universe, vibration, vibration. This can be experienced by anyone who follows the path as taught by him. Vibration, vibration, what do you gain by that? All right, you experience. So what? You have reached the stage where you can now understand the interaction of mind and matter so clearly. Mind also, initially, any mental content might come solidified, intensified, anger has arisen, passion has arisen, fear has arisen, so solidified, observing, observing, this also gets divided, dissected, disintegrated, vibration, vibration. Mind, matter, both are mere vibration, mere vibration. Then you start realizing that these sensations are strongly related to your mind. Although they are bodily, physical sensations, they are strongly related to the mind. Anything that arises in the mind arises with the sensation on the body. Nothing can arise in the mind without a sensation on the body. A great discovery, which is true. Anybody can practice and find it. Because one does not know what is happening at the depth Something has a reason, a pleasant sensation has a reason, and there is a sensation, pleasant sensation, and you react with craving, with clinging. Unpleasant sensation, you react with aversion, hatred. And when you reach that stage, you notice whether you generate craving or you generate aversion, you have lost the peace of your mind. You have lost the equanimity of your mind. You have lost the balance of your mind. You are a miserable person. So at the depth of the mind, constantly if you are generating some defilement or the other, and you are losing your peace and harmony, you want to keep your peace and harmony only on the surface, that doesn't work. So change the habit pattern at the depth of the mind. And as you keep on working, it becomes easy and easy. Now, an advisor will say, don't generate negative emotion. It is harmful, harmful to the whole atmosphere. But if you are establishing the technique of spirituality, you will notice as soon as I generate any negativity, anger, hatred, ill will, animosity, any negativity, I find the sensations, what has happened in the body, body and mind, both together. And you notice there's a burning sensation in the whole body, burning sensation, this palpitation increases, tension gets built up, you are a miserable person. One starts experiencing that. Otherwise, one has not experienced the depth. One keeps on thinking, I generate anger. It was very necessary. This fellow was not working properly. So I had to shout at him. I had to generate anger. What have you done? You want to rectify somebody outside? You couldn't rectify yourself? What you are doing? You are harming yourself. With this experience, one understands, look, I am harming myself. Look, I am harming myself. Nobody wants to harm oneself. Everyone wants to live a peaceful life, a happy life, a harmonious life. Habit pattern starts changing. Generating negativity will become less, 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 because one is experiencing now. It is so harmful to me. By mistake, I put my hand on burning fire. I take my hand back, it burns. I may make this mistake twice, thrice. Later on, I can't put, this is fire. This is fire, I can't touch it. Similarly, with this deep practical spirituality, when you go to the depth, you are bound to change your habit pattern. You come out of negativity, then only positivity remains. A pure mind, free from negativity, is always full of love, compassion, goodwill, tolerance. These are the qualities of pure mind. And then all your behavior with the people totally changes, totally changes. Not that you are not able to work. I know with my experience, a number of executives who are coming to the courses with their experience, your capacity to work increases. Previously, when your mind is agitated at the depth, even you work for 8 hours, you feel so exhausted, so exhausted. If you practice this technique morning and evening, you find, what, 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, and you feel so fresh. You feel like working more and more. A problem comes, immediately you go to the depth of the problem, find solution, and it's a good solution. Good decision, right decision, your capacity to work increases. So it gives result here and now. It is not something that after death you will get this heaven or that heaven. Yes, you will get that also. But what you get now, most important is what you get now. This is something which is very essential for everyone in the life, and especially those who lead the society, political leaders, social leaders, business leaders, administrative leaders, they have to learn. And this is giving result everywhere in the world, wherever people have started. During the last 33 years, it has spread around the world. It is giving result. You have to decide that whether only discussions about spirituality is good enough, understanding spirituality at the emotional level, accepting it emotional level, devotional level, is it good enough? Or understanding intellectual level is good enough? Or at the practical level, when really you apply this in your life, you will find you are a spiritual person. You may belong to this religion or that religion. Even somebody says, I don't believe to any religion. All right, this religion, that religion, no religion. You are a spiritual person. You live a spiritual life. You can't harm anybody. Because it becomes so clear at the experiential level, now no more sermons. You can't harm anybody without first harming yourself. Can't harm. any vocal or physical action which is unwholesome, which is going to harm somebody, always starts with some impurity or the other. You have to generate impurity in the mind. You want to kill somebody. You can't kill without generating anger, hatred, ill will, animosity. And you notice, look, I have become so miserable, what I am doing. Before you killed somebody, you are killing your own peace and harmony. It becomes so clear. You steal something from somebody, not belonging to you. You have to generate greed. And when you reach that state, you notice greed as it arises, you have lost the balance of your mind. You have lost the peace of your mind. You have any kind of sexual misconduct, passion, lust, again, you lost the peace of your mind. Any vocal unwholesome action, you speak harsh words, you generate some abusive words, insulting words, you have to generate some defilement or the other. So before harming anybody, you are starting harming yourself. And if you are aware of that, whole practice is to be aware of oneself, not just aware of the reality outside. One must be aware of reality outside. But if you are aware of reality outside, not reality inside, then it is half-truth. And half-truth, partial truth, is distorted truth. When totality of the truth is there, then not distorted. Your decisions are always good. This is the situation outside. And this is what's happening inside. Then every decision will be a good decision. And business people, or any other, in any other section of the society, if they start working like this, they will live themselves a happy, harmonious, wholesome life, good for themselves and good for others. All of you who have joined today in this seminar, I will just recommend you, spare 10 days of your life. You have spent so many years to become master of business administration. Have 10 days to be real master of business administration, to be real master of yourself, so that you can get better results in your life. May all of you enjoy real peace, real harmony, real happiness, real happiness. Can a balance sheet meditate? When you meditate, you become a balanced mind person. And then you will find whatever you do is good, gives you better results. Can you tell us about how your organization structures its finances? Spirituality is invaluable. So it is taught without any price. It is always free. And it is a residential course of 10 days. So even boarding and lodging is free. Everything is free. Then from where the money comes? It doesn't rain from the sky. What happens? Those people who take the course, within 10 days they start feeling so much of peace and harmony within. And they get a path, very scientific path, without getting involved in this religion or that religion, non-sectarian, scientific and result-oriented, then evolution comes in the mind to help others. More and more people should get this technique. And this is unknown to the world. It has just come up last 33 years, although it is 26 centuries back, but lost. It was kept alive only in one country with very few people. So it has come out. Let more and more people get advantage. So they give donation, willing donation. And not necessary, everybody must give. Whoever feel like giving, they give. And this is how the wheel of Dhamma keeps on rotating. Are profit and vipassana incompatible? Compatible, why incompatible? You are in business, you have to earn money, nothing wrong in that. But earn honestly. With this technique, you can't take any action which will harm your customers. You can never do that. You have to make profit, but don't harm your customers. You can't do anything which will harm your shareholders. You can't do that. So very honestly, and you will find once you make that mind, and once you start working like that, your turnover increases. As it happened in my case and case of so many others, we keep on understanding. Turnover increases. Your profit increases at the end of the year, but you are not harming anybody. What is happening now? The business is getting such a bad name because all these things that are happening which I read in the papers, it is certainly unhealthy, far away from spirituality. Have spirituality, earn money, because a householder has to earn money. You are not a monk, you are not a nun, you have to earn money honestly, but also see that you use proper use of the money. You earn money for your maintenance, for the maintenance of all those who depend on you. At the same time, you have to see that the money comes from the society, from the pockets of the consumers. What you are doing for them? A portion of your profit has to go for them, not with ego again. I remember before coming to Vipassana, I used to donate big amount, build a high school, but say it's a Goenka high school, a hospital, Goenka hospital. All that madness was there. That means I am working again to inflate my ego. Just people should know that I am a great philanthropist. This is not spirituality. You serve people with compassion, with love. People are suffering all around, and look, so much money has come to me. So it must be distributed in a proper way for the good of the people, for the benefit of the people. Then yes, profit making is totally in line with spirituality. You are not against it. Can a business be spiritual, or is the people in the business that are the source of spirituality? That's what I told just now. Business must have spirituality, otherwise what business? You are not here just to exploit people. If the businessman only thinks of making money, relentless race of making money for the whole life, what you gain? There is no peace, there is no harmony. Deep inside, you are a miserable person. You may try to come out of this misery by having this sensual pleasure, that sensual pleasure, but that doesn't give you real peace. Deep inside, you are agitated. When you see the peace inside, then you find how agitated you are, and you feel like living a peaceful life yourself, and you feel like others to live also in peaceful life. So all your actions as a businessman also will be to help yourself and to help others. It will become a very ideal life, and people will not have any bad impression about the business people. Was there one incident in your life which first made you think about spirituality and business? Yes, I was a very miserable person. I know in those days, I was very successful in mid-20s, very successful of course. Compared to big business magnates of the West, in Burma it was just too small. But in Burma it was big business. And so successful that the ego becomes so strong. I became such a hot-headed person, such a self-centered person. Everything must go according to my wishes. Nothing should go against my wishes. And I was making myself miserable, making others miserable. And this in turn became a very big headache, migraine headache, a very special type of migraine headache. The best doctors in Burma could not treat me. They had no painkiller. They started giving a morphine injection. Every 10, 15 days I get the attack of migraine and they gave morphine injection. After 2, 3 years they started saying, you will become morphine addict, dangerous. Come out of it. How to come out of it? We don't have any painkiller. You keep running to the world for your business every time. Go this time only to come out of your morphia. Migraine, they cannot relieve you from migraine. So I spent a lot of time in Switzerland, in Germany, in England, in USA, in Japan. Best doctors, lot of money, lot of time. Came back home worse. Nobody could relieve me even from morphia. Then a friend of mine, very good friend of mine, he persuaded to take a 10-day course. I hesitated. I came from a very staunch Hindu conservative family, and this is Buddha's teaching. These people are Buddhist. If I become Buddhist, what will happen? I'll go to hell. No, no, this is not for me. I may die, because we are taught from the very childhood, better die in your own religion than go to any other religion. This is another religion. I better die. I won't go. Then very kind, my teacher, he was also a government officer, high government officer, attorney general, accountant general. One who advised me was attorney general of the country, and the teacher was accountant general of the country. I met him, a very kind, very compassionate person, very saintly person, and he understood my problem. He said, in your Hindu religion, is there any objection to morality? How can there be objection to morality? No religion has got objection to morality, but how can you live a moral life unless you have control of the mind? I will teach you morality with control of the mind. Any objection? How can there be objection? No objection, sir. Merely control won't help. At the depth of the mind, if the habit pattern is generating all the time defilements, you can't live a moral life. Time and again, that impurity will come on the surface. Again, you are the same person. I will teach you to purify the mind, totality of the mind, down to the root level. Any objection? What objection? Somebody teaches me to purify the mind, perfectly all right. Nothing else, only these three: morality, control of the mind, purification of the mind, nothing else. So I said, worth trying, let me try. And he doesn't want me to get converted to Buddhism or anyism. I tried and I found it changed my whole life. Migraine was gone, morphia was gone, but that is a very small benefit. Big benefit was my misery went away. Every second or third day I used to have some sleeping pill or some tranquilizer or the other. And my temper was so bad. My family people, I used to make them so miserable. My office people, my factory workers, now everything changed. Everything changed. My business increased, my industries increased, my profit increased, my turnover increased, and I am a happy person. So I started asking my friends. I was president of the Chamber of Commerce there. So my friends who were industrialists and business, you also try, you also try. People went and they got the same result. So this brought me to spirituality. It is good that the migraine came as a blessing in disguise, which took me to Vipassana. Don't wait for your migraines. Come, come, because misery is there already. Come out of misery. In an early session today, we discussed corruption and compared the corruption of the West and the corruption of the East. Can you comment? Corruption is corruption. How can it be East or West, North or South? Corruption in the administration harms the whole society. Corruption in business harms the whole society. Now people have started realizing that this is so harmful, and therefore some governments in India, state governments, they are giving leave of 14 days to their high officials, secretary level officials, go to Vipassana, take 10-day course, and they find result is so good. So they give this leave with pay for any officer to go. And like this now, other state governments have also started. Many of the officers, they start saying that our capacity to work has increased. Previously, I used to get so infuriated when I see something going wrong. Now, very calmly, I get it rectified and I get very good results. When files, heap of files come to my table, I can't see. I feel so irritated just seeing that heaps of files. And now, very calmly, I kept on working. And the result is so good. Good for me and good for others. So similarly, business executives are coming. High officials, now there will be a business executive. There was a business executive course in USA after a similar seminar, Spirit in Business. There was a course and 10 CEOs, 100 CEOs participated. Now there is going to be one in October in Igatpuri, where some very leading corporate leaders are participating. Here also, as it is announced, there will be one. It requires a lot of arrangements to give you more comfortable, because people who live in high standard, they don't want to go and live in a hut. So all right, don't not in a hut, you got a proper place, a room with an attached bathroom, etc. And people get result. That's why they come, otherwise they won't come. Why they spend their time? It is so valuable. Human life is valuable. Every minute is valuable. In business, we used to say, time is money. Yes, we can't waste our time. It must give some benefit. It does give benefit. How to cope with daily business problems with spirituality? It is for this purpose, spirituality. Spirituality is not just a blind devotion. Oh God, oh Goddess, please help me to come out of my misery. Yes, this is one way. This spirituality is to go to the depth of the mind and see what is happening. Problem is there outside, but there is problem inside, which is much more important for you. Your mind is so disturbed. So scientific technique, whenever your mind is disturbed, you accept the fact. At this moment, my mind is disturbed. Just accept it. Disturbed due to this reason or that reason, don't go in those details. My mind is disturbed. And nothing can happen in the mind without a sensation on the body. Law of nature, discovered by this enlightened person, which anybody can experience. Mind is disturbed, there must be sensation on the body. What sensation? Then whatever sensation you have there, start observing. Start observing the sensation objectively, without reacting to it. You keep on observing, and you understand every sensation, gross or subtle, pleasant or unpleasant, every sensation has the same characteristic. This is what you learn in these 10 days. Same characteristic arising, passing away, arising, passing away. A gross sensation, unpleasant sensation arises, stays for some time, ultimately passes away, passes away. And when you reach to very subtle sensations, vibration, vibration, same characteristic, arising, passing with great rapidity. You are observing your sensation. This is not eternal. This is changing. Look, it is changing. So, the disturbance that has come in the mind is related to the sensation. This is also not eternal. Let me see how long it remains. It cannot overpower you. It becomes weaker, 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 passes away, passes away. One is free from that. You make use of it in a scientific way. It is just not a blind devotion that somebody will do something for you. Somebody will also do something for you. God helps those who help themselves. First start helping yourself and you find all the help you will get from outside also. But main thing is how to deal with the situation inside. There are problems outside, but the bigger problem is inside. So, just learn how to observe your problem inside and just learn how to come out of the problem by observing the sensations. There was discussion about the word competition. Do you think that competition can be healthy? Certainly, it will be healthy. When you start living a moral life, then you compete in morality. I am more moral, I will be much more moral, compete and become more and more moral. You are a happy person and you find with this morality, with the base of your equanimous mind, your business is giving more profit because you make quick decisions, right decisions, and you get more profit. If your mind is disturbed inside and you want to have more profit, more profit, more profit, you may get, but with what payment you make? You make the payment of your peace. You miss your peace, you miss your harmony, you miss your health, and what you are doing? And with peace, you can earn money. And then the competition also in the spiritual world, you earn money, then the competition is how much I can help others. With my benefit, how can I help more and more of my shareholders? How can I help more and more my customers? How can I help more and more the society, suffering society? Have competition in that. And it's a successful, healthy competition. Why is it so difficult to listen to the heart and act accordingly? Yes, because you are not experiencing it. As I say, even an ignorant child, ignorant because he doesn't know the law of the world, they are burning charcoals in the fireplace. This child feels that they are red, some toys, and he wants to go there and play with that. And the mother stops and he cries. He wants to go, the mother stops, he cries. At one time, mother is not there. So he goes and jumps and takes that and burns and cries. He may make this mistake once, twice, later on he comes to understand. This burns. So when you start experiencing, it burns. Whatever wrong you are doing outside, physical or vocal, the mind, the beginning is in the mind, everything starts in the mind, and a defilement in the mind makes you so unhappy, so miserable. When you start experiencing it, then it is not merely an advice, not merely a sermon, it becomes your own experience. After experiencing this kind of reality, how can one harm oneself? One will never harm oneself. How do you ensure spirituality in your business organization will be applied in practice? This is how I said. In your business, there is greed, element of greed is there. But when that greed becomes enormous greed, a reasonable profit of what you manufacture, a reasonable profit, what you sell, you purchase and sell, is of course good. Otherwise, how can you earn money and how can you have your livelihood? But when the greed becomes enormous, then not just 10%, 20%, 100%, 200%, let people suffer. I must have more money. I must have more money. And more than that, whatever material that you manufacture, say you are manufacturing a medicine and you are not very sure that it is good. And yet in the advertisement, you take full page advertisement. This is so good and the best medicine in the world. So that more and more people take it. Let them harm themselves little, it doesn't matter. That madness will go away. You cannot do anything which will harm others. Before doing that, you have to examine what is happening in my mind. Deep greed has come. And this greed makes me so agitated, so agitated. And you can't take any action which will harm others because it starts harming you first. Does not attachment to peace and harmony preclude at times responding to reality and creating change? A change for many creates disharmony and lack of peace for some people. Yes, even if there is attachment for peace, you are a disturbed person. Why attachment? You understand this is good for me and you do that to live a good life, but if you have attachment and say you make a mistake, then a guilt feeling, oh, I should not have done that, I should not have done that. Again, totally prohibited in spiritual life. You make a mistake, you accept it, don't try to justify it, I made a mistake, and make a decision, nothing like this in future, and keep on observing because of that guilt in your mind, what sensations you are having, what body sensations you are having. And these body sensations are not permanent, not eternal. You keep on observing. The impact of the guilt becomes weaker, 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 passes away. You are out of it. So many things that happen in the life has an impact on the mind. A very near or dear one has passed away. What a great deep impact is there. And you keep on crying. It doesn't help you in any way. Or you had made some mistake because of which this person died. That guilt feeling also cannot help you in any way. But whenever you feel, your mind is very sorrowful. Accept the fact, the mind is sorrowful now. Sorrowful, not due to this reason or that reason. Don't give importance to the reasons. Sorrowful as sorrowful. See what sensation. And you keep on observing, keep on observing, keep on observing. That sorrow cannot overpower you. And this is not merely a theory. This is a practice which is giving result. Not to one, two, but thousands of people around the world. I remember a case, a very leading industrialist in Bombay when I came from Burma. My second course or third course, I don't remember. Somebody who was very much full of depression, something happened in the family. He was a rich man making much money, but something happened in the family. After all, family people, so many things happened, desirable, undesirable. And because of that, he felt so depressed, 2 times he tried to suicide. People stopped him somehow. Doctors gave so many medicines, he couldn't come out of it. Somebody said, here is a technique, perhaps it may help you, go there. He came for 10 days, totally out of it. How out of it? There was no magic, no miracle. Whenever depression arises, you just accept there is a depression in the mind. And what sensation I have? Keep on observing. Keep on. That depression cannot overpower you. It becomes weaker, 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 passes away. In some cases, it passes away in first 10-day course. In some cases, second 10-day course, third 10-day course. Bound to pass away. Because mind and matter are so interrelated. And the sensations that you are observing is related to the whatever arisen in the mind. And it becomes weak because you are observing, you are not reacting. A great discovery by the scientist was that when you react, say you generate anger, the whole chemistry of the body changes. And there is a flow of particular chemicals in the stream of the blood. And it is so unpleasant. You get so unpleasant feeling, you generate more anger. You generate more anger, more of this flow. More of this flow, more anger, a vicious circle starts. And you keep on generating anger for hours together. And a solution was found. When this chemical starts in the body, chemical has changed, a new chemical has started in the body, you just observe. It manifests itself as a sensation. Observe, observe, don't react, don't react. Your habit of reacting with anger becomes less, 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 and you are out of it. Passion as a reason, fear as a reason. So many disturbances arise in the mind, but they all are related to the body sensation. A great discovery was made, but unfortunately got lost. Just 500 years it helped them humanity, after that got lost. But one country maintained it in its pristine purity, very few people, from teacher to pupil in Myanmar. And fortunately it has come out of Myanmar, and now it is working around the world. Everywhere the same result is coming. People, alcoholics, they want to come out of alcohol. They are very miserable because of alcohol and they can't come out of it. They have tried so many things, they can't come out. I tell them, you are not addicted to alcohol. You are addicted to the sensation that you feel when you take alcohol. When you take alcohol, there's just particular sensation in the body. And deep in the mind, that mind starts liking it. I want more this sensation. I want more of this sensation. And take more alcohol. More of this sensation. Take more alcohol. If you learn to observe the sensation without reacting, oh, let me see how long it lasts. Let me see how long it lasts. It becomes weaker, weaker, passes away. Your addiction is gone. People highly addicted in drug, in alcohol, in all different kinds of intoxicants, hardly one course or two course or three course, they're totally out of it. All scientific, there is no magic, no miracle, not that the guru does something and because of that something has happened, nothing doing. You work out your own salvation. The path is there. The science of mind and matter is there, which the world is now accepting. Of course, it has not spread everywhere. It has started working. High criminals, such hard criminals, how after two, three courses they change? Saintly person, the terrorists, those who are in prison, when they get course, two course or three course, such a big change. The prison officers say, we can't believe such a hard criminal and such a cruel person, now is such a kind person, so much of saintliness has come in this person. How? Because the same technique, working, 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 one changes the habit pattern. There is nothing magic or miracle. It is a practical way of changing yourself from non-spiritual life to the spiritual life. And that will help you to live a good life for you and good life for others. May you all enjoy the best of the spiritual life. Good for you and good for everyone.